amazing how far we've come in a short amount of time, really. But, yeah. And now you can stream TV while you're driving, preferably not the driver, but passengers. Of course, I hear Teslas, I don't have a Tesla, but I hear they have the entertainment screen on the dash so that when you're sitting there waiting for your car to charge for hours, you have something to do. That seems kind of counterintuitive to me, but whatever, to each their own. But I'd rather get to where I'm going than sit in the car and watch TV. But yeah, it's just amazing what you can do now.
Yes, it is. And back in the day also, telephone communication in general, old landline deal, 300 to 3,000, that's all it passed. Recently, it came to light, I'm listening, I have my cell phone coming out my dash speakers like most people do when you have the Bluetooth or a direct connect to the dash, and it dawned on me, I put on hold with music on hold, and it was a good signal, and I realized that music on hold, what was playing, sounded very much like a good quality, not great, but good quality CD. It had bass, highs, everything, and I'm listening to that, and I realized that it was a music on hold on a cell phone. That's what digital technology does, and it's just wild that you can hear such great stuff, and it's still only a telephone.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever noticed that when I'm on hold with my phone connected to my truck. I don't know if I've been on hold too many times. While on in the truck, so I'll have to pay attention to that, see if it sounds that good for me. Of course, it does depend who you're talking to, what company or whatever that puts you on hold. Hey, Bill, I wanted to ask you a question while I got you here and anybody else that wants to contribute. I changed microphones. I am using the Heil HMM, yeah, hand mic. I was wondering if I sound okay. Too low or too loud?
I think the audio quality right now you have is near perfection. It's perfect audio. It's crystal clear. Nothing I can say negative about it whatsoever. It really sounds good.
Yeah, well, there you go. Thank you very much. I did turn the mic gain down quite a bit compared to what I had on the headset, because I don't like picking up that chair in the background, but sometimes you just can't help it. That headset, I think, is a little more sensitive. But I used to use this mobile HF with that ICOM 7000. I like using a hand mic almost better than a headset, because a headset hurts my ears after a while. But I tell you what, when you're running a net and using a keyboard and pen and paper and all that stuff, using a foot pedal on the headset is a godsend, that's for sure.
Yeah, I don't think you'd be able to run a net smoothly if you had a handheld mic. A desk mic, you might get away with it if you put it in lock, but then you have to go push it in lock and then turn around and take it out of lock. So, you know, what using a headset would do is absolutely great. I know people that use Bluetooth headset, and I know people that use wired headsets. You know, in that situation, I don't know which one. I'm assuming you have a wired headset on, which would be the absolute ideal way to go. There's too much latency with the Bluetooth one. And you also have to think that when you put a Bluetooth headset on, any kind of an earpiece, they transmit about 372 meg. So, you know, they talk about cell phone technology being bad. It's not. Cell phones don't do what they say they do. A lot of times they say 6 tenths of watt output, and they are not unless you're far away. But you stick that Bluetooth in your ear, it's 372 meg transmitting into your head. So it's not dangerous, but it's just something to think about.